keep the noise
in the middle. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hell yeah.
All right, there we go.
I had to it just like redirect to the app.
What's about downtime?
I agree.
Colin, what the hell are you watching? Oh, we're recording, guys. We're live. We just immediately hit it up. Just started going.
Is it recording?
Well, yeah, 100%. We're ready to roll.
Because there's been a few times where it's cut off halfway through the podcast.
Well, that's because we last like an hour because we talk shit for about an hour.
I guess we can start off with talking about how I was trying to keep it together down there when you thought that old dog that I always joke about was choking and you got real serious.
It was an old dog, though.
Dog's definitely got a few years under its belt.
He's got like 3 years.
Tried to toss it up. Other one's got like 9 and just stared at me.
That's the 15-year-old one. He's probably got Down syndrome. That was really mean. That was mean.
Who's our guest tonight, Chaz?
Aaron, you there, buddy?
Yeah, is this thing on?
Yeah.
Is this on? Mic check. Is this on?
Is this on?
I hope this
Yeah, I'm here. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
All right, cool.
This is for everybody listening. This is Chaz's her move to places that we don't know about. God dang it!
What was that?
That'd be Chaz's window air unit.
That's great.
What you usually have when you live in a trailer park.
What year is it?
It's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Freon isn't hard to find.
For bonus streams, I feel like I get a free pass on it.
You're not there much longer, buddy.
Nope.
Yep. Moving to a real shithole.
Dang, man. I would hate to live there. Idea.
Got a good idea.
That would be a shitty place for you to live too.
Yeah,
move to South Carolina. Go Cox.
Oh man, Tigers. No, thank you.
Go Tigers.
I'm moving to South Carolina. First thing I'm doing is getting a Go Cox shirt.
God dang.
Yeah, I've been here 2.5 years, and I've yet to buy one of those.
Well,
that's good. You probably shouldn't.
Yeah, I you're right. I shouldn't, and I'm not going to.
Good.
I'm going to support whatever team, wherever I'm living, I'm supporting that team. And mm-hmm. if it's a Gamecock, then I'll just have to support Cox. And he's playing it simple.
You should just move to like North Dakota and be a North Dakota State fan.
That's fair.
You'd be a champion every year. So,
hey man, I mean, you could always it could always be worse. You could always live in Auburn. So,
yeah, that's true. Big facts there,
Aaron. How do you feel about Chaz's football Georgia streak finally coming to an end this season?
I mean, it's not by choice.
But a streak ends nonetheless. I mean, it's still.
It's true, man. That is true.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah,
as awful as Undertaker.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my streak, so I don't really give a shit. But but hey, man, I respect it. I mean, it's great.
Well, the real question is, what are you doing, buddy?
What am I doing right now?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Just played 18, got home, and I've been sitting at the kitchen table since I got here just waiting to start this crap, so.
What'd you shoot today?
70, 2 under par.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Nah, man, it wasn't a good day on the course. We don't have to talk about it.
He was lying.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it. I mean, if you want to talk about it, we can. We don't have to.
That's fair enough. We'll leave it alone.
He says, oh, good, man. Oh, good, man. Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah,
now I'm drinking a coffee at 9:30 p.m. right now. So
okay, I usually do that too.
I went and played golf with Chaz one time, and all I did was be a real standout caddy.
He'd see it off one time and he like topped it 10 feet in front of him.
Spike one into the house through the woods.
Man, I hit this person's back deck today and they walked out onto the patio and I just like scooted past them in my golf cart, like going however fast a golf cart goes.
Did you slam on the brakes?
Finish the hole, get the hell out of here.
I kept trying to hit Chaz whenever he was trying to putt with the golf cart.
Oh my god.
He drives flush across the green in the golf cart and tries to hit me.
Every time he looks up and sees it coming, I just hit the brakes and act like I wasn't doing it. Like, off the he hears the brake come off the golf cart when he looks back down to putt. I start coming towards him.
God, dude.
Oh man, I had one today where I was trying to chip up on the green and I hit the behind the ball and I probably hit the ball a foot and a half.
Yeah, I've been there plenty of times. Yeah.
And then the next shot, man, I chipped it like a foot away from the hole. Freaking sucked.
Where'd you play?
Pebble Creek, and I think it's got a Taylor's address, which is like right outside of Greenville.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you played there with me.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if y'all want to talk about something that's actually interesting, Aaron, do you believe in ghosts?
Man, I did until I started listening to Grab the Mic.
That's about the best answer you can get.
That's what you should have said.
So when do you want to come with us? Is the next follow up question to that?
I mean, whenever I'm, dude. Next time I'm in town, I'll go. Like, I don't, dude, I'm not.
Hey, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get everything packed up, and you know, get all that shit done, I gotta go.
I got the gear ready because your douchebag little brother here wanted to lure me over to his house by saying we could go ghost hunting, and he's done it two nights in a row now, saying that we could go and acting like he didn't know about it. So all the gear is ready.
Well we can go, man. We can go
sitting by the door.
We can go next Wednesday. That's fun.
Hell yeah, dude.
Wanna play? I've never been like actually like. I mean, y'all use like the, what do you call it? Like the EVP.
Yeah.
EVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday is good because it's an important day because we're both quitting our jobs.
Yeah, it's the last day for both of our jobs, man. And then I've got a few days. We both have a few days. Wait, when do you start at the wash, September 1st?
Yeah, so I got about 5 days.
Yeah, dude, that's literally we have the same last day and the same start day at our new jobs.
What are you doing, Aaron?
He's just going to continue being a deadbeat dad. But besides that,
what are you doing?
I'm still building homes, just for a different company.
Got to offer a little more moolah.
Gotta keep it moving so the IRS doesn't get on you.
Yeah, oh dude, oh, they're always on me. Jeez.
I guess in the year he's like millions of dollars in debt.
I don't know why. Well, look, dude, if you want to come ghost hunting with us, you're more than welcome. The only thing that I guess you have to worry about is oppression. Other than that, you're fine.
It's the what?
Oppression.
Oppression. Grab the Mic viewers should all know it by now.
And maybe your kid's getting possessed, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
Yeah, we won't talk about that.
Mm-hmm. If you see them crab crawling up the ceiling backwards, though, you're going to have to take action.
Especially with Nolan, because then he's at next level.
Yeah, he's a little guy. If he's crab crawling on the ceiling, that's freaking crazy. Oh my god.
Grab that. A little bug tennis racket swatter thing that's electric. Ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, there is one thing I like really wanted to like get out there and like really make sure that all the listeners, all millions of them, know. Nobody, and I mean nobody kisses like it.
You're damn right.
We actually just did a podcast. Really, one of the primarily things we discussed was Edge and his kissing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I listened. I just, I don't know, man. I feel like you didn't like say it enough times. You probably only said it 10 or 12 times. Mm-hmm. I think probably like more like 14 or 15 times would have really gotten the point across.
Yeah. Well, he's filthy. So,
Yeah, he is. He's going to come back and beat Orton for the title because Orton's going to beat Drew for it. So
yeah, and he's going to make out with.
That's what I was going to ask y'all tonight. Is do you think Orton's getting the title this weekend?
Oh man, what are the stipulations?
Regular match, right?
Are there? Match?
I think it's regular match.
It's just a regular match. I don't see how you can build Orton up this well. And then not have, I mean, if anything, it's going to be a no finish,
like, you know, a punch to the head,
like a DQ or something. Yeah, like you did to Sean last night.
Punch to the head, vacant title, Edge, Orton title.
Yeah, but Edge has like title five more months. Isn't Edge out for like 9 months?
He's supposed to be out for a minute. And that's the thing. I kind of wish Drew and Orton would have given another couple months just because. I know it's SummerSlam and you got to do it while it's hot, but like if there's fans right now, man, and Orton got the title, it would be unreal.
Does Tubby guy still have the Money in the Bank?
Yes.
Oh my God. Jesus. I didn't even think about that, dude.
What if he catches
What the
in?
Hell are they going to do with it? Where's he even been? He hasn't even been on TV.
In SmackDown.
Has he been on?
Yeah, he's been on every week almost.
Ugh.
Well, that is the weirdest decision, yeah, man. Why would they put that on?
I don't know.
The Money in the Bank match itself, I loved it. I loved every bit of it. But him winning just doesn't make any sense.
No.
I thought it was fun. Just like, I mean, they're just, you know, you gotta exhaust all those options and interesting things to do right now with no fans, you know? And I think that was a pretty cool thing they did.
Yeah, I think it was entertaining. I think some stuff was good. I think it was funny. And
yeah. But man, what are you doing giving Otis the briefcase?
He's just not Who's he gonna beat? And then Otis is champ. How's Otis gonna be champ? He's not a champ. He's a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. He's not. Yeah, I know. It's weird, man. They're taking these risks recently where it's like you can kind of go back to like Jinder Mahal, where it's like
Edge beats what's his name for the briefcase.
That would be sweet.
He's done it before. I mean, he's done
Kennedy.
Yeah, he beat him and Kennedy like fought for the briefcase, right?
Yeah, and Edge won
you.
It.
There's you. Yeah. There's you an answer there.
Because Edge is one. No, he won the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania 21, and then he held it a second time because he beat Kennedy for it.
Yeah, do you have it two or three times or just two?
Just two. I think two. That's it. Yeah.
I think he's. I think he holds. He's either tied for the record though, or yeah, because CM Punk had it twice too.
Yeah, RVD
had
once. RVD held it once, I think.
Punk had it once. No, Edge is the only two-time holder.
No, CM Punk had it twice. He won it 2 years in a row.
Yeah, he did it 24 and 25.
Punk definitely did.
Mm-hmm. 24-25. Or that or 25-26.
Because he cashed in on Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the WWE title, right? Was that World Heavyweight?
He lost in 24, won in 25 and 26. Arden Wright.
No, 26. Jack Swagger won.
25. Then he won 20, and he lost in 23. Maybe.
Yeah, 23. He was he been in that match?
He
was.
He got the ladder. He got the little ladder thrown onto his head.
Right.
The little bastard ladder.
From the little bastard Hornswoggle's ladder.
I just don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do, man. Because Drew, I love Drew as a champ. I think Drew's one of the best. Like.
Dude, he's so good, dude.
Realistic champions that they've had
since Lesnar.
Yeah, and well, I mean Lesnar. I guess Lesnar was recent, but I guess babyface. Besides Lesnar, take Lesnar out of the situation. I think he's one of the most realistic ones. Seth was up until the Fiend stuff, and I didn't like his whole run-in with the Fiend. But I just think that Drew's a really good champ, and I don't want to see Drew lose it, but I definitely want to see it on Randy. So,
yeah. I think it's – I mean, what – this is going to be number 15 for Randy. I mean, we know he's going to win it.
Yeah, at some point. You know?
But it
is. Yeah. That's going to be 15 for him, man. Isn't that right?
Maybe what they'll do – maybe they'll just feud. Yeah, well, something like that. Maybe they'll just feud it out for the next couple months. You can have a circumstance where he wins it in SummerSlam and they can just keep feuding.
Like how they did with Christian.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Randy and Christian, they swapped the title like three times.
They're the two hottest superstars, so just let them feud.
That's the thing, too. Like, there's the whole thing going on with Braun Strowman, and The Fiend right now. I don't know if y'all have been watching that, but yeah. I don't know, man.
Braun's so fucking bad to me.
I don't mind Braun. I mean, I don't like his promos that much, but I don't think the Fiend should be in the title picture because I don't think the Fiend should have the title. I think the Fiend should be similar to like how Taker was. Even though Taker wasn't the title, yeah. Like the Fiend is like he's a gimmick, bro. He can't, if he gets the title, he can't lose it. And that's the situation they get in to where it's bad. Cause he loses it, then he's,
yeah.
And he's like, the
didn't he lose it to like Goldberg?
Yeah, Goldberg.
Yeah. Like in like a couple, him. Like, yeah, Swash, like a couple.
God, dude. That is horseshit, yeah. Man. That's like, dude, that they keep doing that. That's like, it all goes back to like back when CM Punk left, like for the reason he left. Like, you can't just. You got the Fiend, Bray Wyatt. You can't have Goldberg take the title off of him, yeah. You know? It's like when The Rock came in and main event at WrestleMania, which that was a great match with Cena, but it's like, you know, that's just, come on, man. Like, you got all this talent and you're letting a legend take the title off this guy?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me.
The Cormier fight?
Cormier didn't fight.
Daniel Cormier the other night.
Daniel Cormier fought.
You didn't
recently?
Watch the world title match or the UFC title match the night?
I know that Sean, what's his name? Sean O'Malley fought.
The Cormier match was the main event. You didn't watch that? It was the last night.
I just watched the replay of the. I thought Cormier was like all into like commentary.
No,
right now.
That was his last fight the other night.
Is it no, he wins? Lost.
Did you see I'd whip his ass dude, he anyway. Got poked in the eye. It was like the worst thing I've seen in a minute.
Who did he fight?
It was Stipe again.
I only saw highlights. I didn't spell match.
Stipe?
Whatever his name is. What happened when he got poked in the eye? He's like, dude, he's the most Russian-ish. He's the most Russian-American I've ever seen.
Yeah, he beat him twice. The last time he took two, fought, he lost to Stipe,
yeah,
right?
I guess he took two out of three, right? Because there was a trilogy.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the one that Daniel.
Yeah,
won.
I don't either. But apparently it was because they were talking about it being a trilogy. Though I like to keep up with UFC, but I didn't keep up with it enough. I guess when they were first fighting, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm not keeping up with anything enough right now, just with no fans and stuff like that.
That's what me and Colin were talking about the other night.
Even wrestling is just—it's tough to. I mean, I try to keep up with it.
I've been skipping it through with what I want to see. Like, I skip through to see the Randy stuff, and I skip through to see on SmackDown side of things. I'll skip through to see Miz and Morrison, pretty much.
Miz and Morrison.
Would it be stupid to put Dominic over at SummerSlam?
Yeah,
very much.
That'd be dumb,
very,
right?
He needs to get squashed. To be honest,
I feel like it. I definitely feel like it.
I agree.
Squash match shouldn't even be. I don't like when people who are.
What is he going to come out and wrestle in? His jeans and belt? He's going to come out there and get his Yeezys and his jeans and a belt.
Hasn't he wrestled in Lucha? Lucha Underground?
No, he did not.
I'm pretty sure Dominic is a pro wrestler.
I know he was training to be one. I didn't know if
I don't know
if he
had already wrestled.
I didn't know if he'd actually wrestled. I know he was training because Ray said that he was sending him to all these different places to train, and then Ray was going to be the last one to train him, is what Ray said on a podcast. He said he would be the last one. He said he wanted to learn everything else, and then he was showing the Lucha side of things.
What podcast was Ray on? Was it After the Bell?
I think it was Edge and Christian.
Oh, wow. So it's
been
it was
a minute.
Damn, but... I need to go listen to that.
Bro, when Edge was leaving the podcast, did y'all ever think that it was because he was coming back to wrestling?
Part of me did.
It's crazy, man. I remember listening to the pod, and I even texted Chaz.
They got to the point where they were like bringing up the fact that, I'm definitely not coming back too often.
Yeah, but like, when did Christian even know? Like, I watched that. I watched the Edge like. Thing on network, which was really awesome. But
was it the day of thing where you saw him like return and stuff?
Yeah, well, it was like the
24/7 thing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's the whole just about the whole return. Yeah. It was
like,
so
good,
but I just can't remember.
His house and all that stuff. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, it was awesome. I just didn't know if it covered like when Christian knew about it.
Yeah.
You know,
that was so crazy, dude.
He said that I think he told Christian when I think he called. I think I said he called Christian after the, after he had the bike wreck or whatever.
Oh yeah, that Christian was so funny. Like,
well,
dude,
if you don't go, to the doctor,
yeah,
you're never gonna go.
When he was like in the mountains with Sheamus or something, yeah, like that. Yeah, that's
that was
right.
Hilarious when they're talking about that.
I remember that happening. I don't know if it was from the pod or what, but
I'm pretty sure that. Okay, well, if that's the, no, there's no way though. He was already training. He had to have been. Because the bike wreck happened pretty recent before that happened, I'm pretty sure.
He said it wasn't that long.
Yeah, like he must not have trained too long.
He said it wasn't because AEW wanted him to come back. And AEW is the one who hit him up first.
Yeah,
and he said that he's not opposed to AEW, but he definitely wants to give WWE a shot. And
yeah,
and Vince said, if you're going to do it, it needs to be here. And Vince obviously paid him whatever he wanted. And
yeah, right,
he came back.
Dude, the shape that guy's in now, man, is insane.
Which I'm glad he did. It needs to be in WWE. You can't do it like a return that big in AEW.
Like, I love AEW.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been cool, but
you wouldn't get the crowd pop. Yeah, that wouldn't. Like, that crowd pop was insane.
No.
That's probably one of the best crowd pops in, like since the Attitude Era, I would
insane.
Say.
That was so good.
It was awesome. I remember watching that. I can't remember. Where was I? I think I was actually watching that just by myself.
I know exactly where I was. And the reason I know where I was is not more of a pleasant experience, but I was over here at Chaz's, and I was told to keep it down. People are trying to sleep when I wanted to contribute to the crowd pop.
And hold your emotions in.
Chaz couldn't even watch the TV because he was too busy looking at me and getting ready to like jump on me in case I started screaming.
Yeah. He had to mask his emotions.
Oh man, that's terrible. That's terrible.
You remember when we were watching WrestleMania and I looked dead at Chaz because y'all's dad had been telling us to keep it down all night long, and I looked dead at Chaz and I said, if Becky Lynch loses and Ronda wins, then I'm screaming as loud as I can. And Chaz like didn't argue because he knew how serious I was. Like, it was no question that I was gonna scream. And then,
oh my god,
and then whenever it got down like last minute and it started getting real hyped up and you knew it was about to end, Chaz literally got out of his seat, came over there and sat on the armchair that I was at just to make sure I wouldn't scream.
Dude, you remember that setup that we had that night? Was that not badass?
With a projector, man, that was awesome.
The only thing I remember from that night vividly is you and Aaron getting butt naked doing wrestling entrances.
Oh, that was absolutely hilarious. That was so fucking funny. Good God.
Dude. Oh my God.
That like brought me. We used to do that like as kids all the time, and that was so freaking funny for some reason.
I had no idea, and I'm sitting in there watching WrestleMania, and all of a sudden, Aaron comes around the corner doing the Big Show yell with his hand up in the air.
Got his dude just hanging out, just free open in space, and
his Go Cox shirt on.
Yep. Good God.
Man, that was a good mania.
That was a good mania.
That was
a
really good
mania. I think it was the setup, and we had people over. It just made it a little more fun.
Yeah, I mean, starting the night off with Rollins,
dude,
you know, over.
Yeah,
Lesnar,
that was good.
That
was
that really well done, and then.
That was like a year and
Kofi
half.
Bryan was awesome.
That was a year and a half ago, dude.
I don't know. That's crazy. That was April of, 19. God, dude. It's so different now, too, man. Like, this year's Mania had no fans in the crowd.
I know.
Oh, my God. I didn't even, realize we had a Mania for a second. I was, thinking. I was like, no, that was definitely the last WrestleMania. But, yeah. Right.
It's such a bummer, too, man, because this year's Mania was also good.
This year's Mania would have been insane.
No fans.
But it would have been better even with fans because, you wouldn't have had to do, the theatrical stuff, Cena and all that.
You know, for the most part, there hasn't been much where I'm like, oh, fans need to see this. Aside from Mania and Edge and Orton at Backlash.
Yeah, I was about to say, could you imagine Edge and Orton at Backlash with fans?
Oh, my God, dude. What a match.
Drew winning it. At Mania.
Yeah.
Edge winning at Mania. Freaking, whatchamacallit, Undertaker coming back is what's his name on the bike? Mean Mark or whatever.
Yeah.
That would have been so good with fans. Dude, keep rolling, or he comes out with keep rolling, rolling.
Dead man.
That would have been so good, dude.
I know. Did y'all like the AJ Taker match?
I really liked
Colin it. Liked it more than I did. I liked it, but I didn't like how, like some of the cheesy comments that they had.
Liked it. I think that if Taker's going to be in a match at this point, it needs to be one like that, because I don't think – I don't like seeing him in some of the matches. Like the Goldberg match, it's just he's too good. His career, I guess, is too good, and his legacy is too good to be putting in a match like that, and he's not going to do any better, I feel like, because – he's just so damn old. He's got to retire, which he has now. But
yeah, I mean, that
it makes me like mad, because like it almost ruins it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see Shawn Michaels coming out and doing a match like that.
Yeah, which the last one, when Shawn did come back for that tag team match, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. But
for against Kane and Taker,
I mean, he's also bald. So
yeah. Yeah, he's bold. I remember enjoying that tag match. It was like impressive how well they still got around in that particular match.
Yeah, but it was such a horrible match, though.
Yeah, if you watch it back,
I think the best Taker has looked in recent years was the tag match when he tagged with Roman at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, like I was like texting whoever, and I was like, man, like Taker looks like he's really back. You know, he looks so good in that match.
Yeah, Taker definitely looked good in that match. But like then you watch like the Goldberg one, or like the first one he had with Roman.
Jeez,
it's not.
It was embarrassing.
That was the roughest.
It was embarrassing watching the Roman match, dude.
Yeah, the Roman match at Mania was really hard to watch. I mean, he didn't even.
Thing is, dude,
he didn't even turn around in time for this.
I mean, as a wrestling fan, like you're embarrassed when that kind of stuff happens, because like. Like, everybody knows it's fake, but, like, you as a fan, they're like, everybody always like, oh, you watch wrestling? Like, you want it yourself to look real. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not, like, watching it. Like, yeah, I mean, you...
Like, you want it to be the best product possible.
Yeah, it's hard to explain to a non-fan, like, what we even mean, what we're saying. Yeah. But, like, yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of just kind of the illusion of it, and you kind of just get used to it. Like, so what is it called? Suspend your disbelief. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have fun with the matches. Like, you just got to, you know, I mean, we're watching them beat each other up. It's fake. Okay. We're still watching.
Here's something I've been thinking about. Like, does this, like, rejuvenate? Because, like, WWE crowds in general have been, like, the worst of all time, like, the last 2 to 3 years. Does this rejuvenate, like, the excitement about wrestling
when everything comes back? Or does it make it go away because everybody forgot?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, all this rejuvenates the excitement for everything.
For college football, I like 1,000%. But wrestling, like, do people watch, like, what's going on? Like, to me, you know, they're TV-14 now. I don't know if anybody's noticed that.
I follow Wrestle Page on Instagram, and I saw him post like a picture of. Like the TV-14 rating on the SmackDown. I don't know if that was like, I don't know if it was put on there wrongly or if it's like actually switched over. I don't know. Was it on Raw last night?
Been getting a little more edgy, personally.
Yeah,
they've been getting edgier for like 4 years now, though. Like, I mean, it hasn't been to TV-14 up to TV-14, but like
a little more cuss words and stuff here recently.
I mean, just like the promos between like Reigns and Cena and, there's more I can think of. You know, it's just they're not really holding back as much as they were before.
They're also letting them be their own characters, though.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I mean, they're definitely letting it loose lately. You know, with Orton and Rollins. I'm not a huge fan of what Rollins is doing, but
I don't.
You know,
he needs to be on his own and just be a straight up heel.
I don't like the Monday Night Messiah, but if anyone is going to do it. Rollins is definitely pulling it off. He's doing the best he can with it. He's doing way better than anybody else would be able to.
Because
I mean, he just dives in. I just don't like him. I just don't like the Monday Night Messiah.
No.
But Rollins,
I just don't know why they had to change his heel character.
I don't either.
Like heel Rollins from 15 to 16. Everyone would have accepted. Was fine.
They would have accepted the old one.
They would have been looking
for it. Dude, I know.
Like everybody like, wants that one. Everybody wants the one with the highlight in his hair too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, just give us the laugh and give us the
T-shirt.
He did that Monday. He had the laugh going.
Yeah, he does.
This past Monday.
Yeah, he did.
Before I noticed that, I you when you said that, I remember because I literally looked at Luke when it happened, And I said, he's bringing the laugh back a little bit. He's working it in there. He's doing what he can.
But give me the Rollins that wears like a t-shirt out with like his attire and stuff. Like, and not this dumbass, yeah. Like, whatever he's got, like,
best. Well, he's also lacking the two greatest athletes in the history of WWE at his side. And that's Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble. he's really missing them.
He got me on that one. God dang it, dude.
two of the greatest ever.
They're studs, dude.
Yeah, two of the greatest. You know what's ever.
So funny is how people forget though that he really was an insane athlete, like with Eminem.
Oh yeah, Joey Mercury's definitely great. Yeah. Jimmy Noble was always kind of
he was just awful. He was like Jimmy Wang.
How's this guy? Jimmy Wang Yang. But even Jimmy Wang Yang was like a good athlete at least. Like, yeah. Jimmy Noble, he just didn't add anything to the brand.
Like did you even like think about that before? He was in Eminem, like he was a Morrison. You know?
I didn't think about it like that. The main thing I was thinking about, I guess, the whole conversation is I wasn't so much of a fan of them. I was just more of a fan of Melina. Tajiri. I don't know how to pronounce that bastard's name.
No, it's 100%. It's Tajiri.
It's the one who always.
It's Tajiri.
It's the one who would always spit that green shit.
Yeah, Tajiri. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Tajiri. He was always. I don't know why he didn't get a push.
He actually was good. I mean, he's silly character, but he's...
Yeah, he was about as good as Funaki, and that's probably why they sent him back to wherever he's from.
Jesus.
Man, so there was... We think there's a lot of wasted talent now. Man, there was so much wasted talent in that, like, 05 area.
Dude, yeah.
I mean, just... God, dude, guys that can...
And have
proven.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was also way better. But it's like... here's the thing, though. It's just like sports. Like, they're going to play the best players.
Yeah, that's true, man. But like, dude, you got guys like,
because there is, but like, dude, it was still so good back then.
Well, you got like guys like Brian Kendrick in a tag team that's just stupid when he's a great athlete. I mean, just at least give him something different back in 07, other than, you know, teaming with what, Paul London, and I don't know, man. They don't give these guys.
If you're not a fan of Paul London, then that's just something you got to come to terms with.
God, dude, that video where he's like smiling ear to ear when Vince goes out to get blown up in his limousine. So damn funny, dude. He got fired because of that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard that's why he got fired, literally.
They have like that whole line of like the superstars. There's a whole line of superstars. Remember when Vince McMahon's limousine blows up?
Yeah.
There's a whole line of superstars like waiting for him to walk out of the building to his limousine, and like when they pass by, Paul London standing up against the wall with his hands behind his back with like grinning ear to ear. He's like that real big.
Why?
Who knows? Well, nobody knows. I don't know. I guess he couldn't take it serious. Like, well, it's supposed to be like a serious moment or whatever. And he's like smiling ear to ear.
You know that entire storyline never ended because of the Benoit thing,
yeah.
I mean, they just completely cut it. Yeah. I mean, just like 100%. Like the night after Benoit happened, it was like
when he killed his family episode. And then hung himself.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
And they did the tribute episode, and McMahon like came out and just like it never happened.
Yeah.
Like he was dead in the storyline, you know. And
yeah,
well, people died. Came out. People died in real life, Aaron. So
that is true. Sorry, I'm the inconsiderate one.
Wasn't that so crazy though? How they pulled that like off, like the way it was filmed.
Well, see, I remember it's nuts, man. Like I remember watching Night of Champions, in 07, and it was supposed to be Benoit and. I can't remember who he was facing. Maybe John Morrison for the ECW title?
Yeah.
Or the United States, something like that.
US title or something like that.
And I remember Cole was like, he said something like, or one of the commentators, you know, Benoit can't be here tonight for personal reasons. And you're just kind of thinking like, oh, like, you know, he's sick or whatever. Yeah. And
no, he's dead.
Yeah, and he's exactly. I mean, it's crazy. And,
y'all
like,
need
I
to listen
remember...
to y'all need to, if y'all haven't, y'all need to listen to Chavo Guerrero talk about the whole situation, the way it went down because they were road partners.
I've heard it, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, it's nuts. It's almost.
I've not heard it.
It's like awful. Chavo, like you need to listen like, to him. Man. Chavo words. Borderline knew it. He like knew something was going down. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he didn't know. It wasn't like Benoit wasn't like, hey, I'm gonna kill my family and myself tonight. But he, you know, stuff was. Chavo knew there was an issue or something wrong with Benoit or, and you know, I remember watching, Chas probably remembers this too, watching Chris Jericho and John Cena on Larry King.
Yeah,
talk about it. And they were just like, you know, it's unbelievable that Benoit was the guy to do it. Like you would just never think that, you know,
I mean,
he was the guy, but
I mean, dude,
it was
a, shit.
Well, it was like his brain injuries that caused it, right? Like
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like doing all that crazy stuff is gonna mess you up, man.
Yeah, I know.
Benoit was so good. I love Benoit.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, he was incredible. Yeah, he's saying, man. Some of Benoit's matches. Well, they call him the Rabid Wolverine.
Well, no, god dang, dude.
It's crazy, he's man. Good. I mean, him and Eddie
him
in like a 2-3 year span.
We saw him at Backlash that night. Y'all remember that? And I
did. We
saw Benoit. Yeah, he faced MVP for the United States title, and he lost.
Did he really?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember mm-hmm. that. Dang, man.
Yeah, I met Batista that night. What'd y'all do?
You met Batista that night?
Yes, dude.
That's freaking. What's that story?
So I may have told it on the pod.
Yeah, you told me. But I think
if you already told it on the pod, you don't have to tell it again.
Oh, I'll tell it.
I don't think you didn't really tell the story.
So what happened with the pod, with the wrestling pod, is we had a brief mishap where half of it cut out. So we don't know what's published and what's not.
We haven't published it yet.
So anyways.
We might just mix it.
What happened in Backlash is when we were leaving, we're in the parking deck, right? And we're all like going through the traffic or whatever, trying to get out like the actual parking deck by the arena. And we're going through there or something. And anyways, they, it was super slow traffic. And all of a sudden we looked up and came walking out of some door. I don't know where the door led, I guess in the arena somewhere, was Batista carrying a bunch of bags, trying to get into a car. And of course my mom slams on brakes and just starts screaming. And dude, we let down our windows and he started laughing and he came over to our car. We had cars all behind us laying down the horn, dude. And we just didn't move. And he came over there, he's like, so how'd y'all like the show tonight? And we're like, dude, we loved it. We're just like freaking out. And he just like kept laughing.
Oh my god.
Y'all be safe going home.
He's like, you should have really been like, how are you standing? You speared Undertaker off the stage.
You're a last man standing match. You look fine.
You're not in the hospital?
You're not even selling right now.
Shouldn't you be, like, at least in an ice bath? What are you doing out here?
At the very least, you should still be sweaty.
He's probably wearing, a full suit, wasn't he?
Yeah, dude. I mean, not a full suit, but he was in, like, a t-shirt and, like, jeans. And I had one of those stupid hats that he wears, like, during the Cena feud.
Like a Bryson like, DeChambeau hat.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was wearing, dude.
Those 80-year-old hats.
Oh man,
it looks like something my granddad would wear.
Oh my god, but what do you have on your head? Like you completely lose track.
You roll like he don't even know you're back there. Like you're just in the back seat. You have the window tinted, and you just roll it down real slow, and you just look dead in the eye, and you're like, God, you look like an idiot, and you just roll the window back up.
Bro, I swear it could be like 1:30 in the morning, pitch black outside, and you see Batista walking on the sidewalk with freaking sunglasses on.
Oh no, man, it's awesome.
God, the dude always has sunglasses on.
I like it.
The best sunglasses. Colored lenses.
Always been taught that there's two types of people that wear sunglasses inside or at night, and that's douchebags and blind people. So mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I mean,
I've done both. So
Yep.
I just usually carry one of them sticks with me and start banging walls so nobody gets the wrong idea about my character.
We've never talked about our tag team.
What, the Bulldozers?
Yeah, we've never told the audience.
The best tag team that will come from pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, like episode like 11 or 12, and you never told your listeners about?
I started a new season, so we're like in season 2. We kind of just transitioned away from ghost hunting right now, so we just kind of started another season.
Even though I want to get back. Chaz, for some reason, doesn't like ghost hunting anymore. But he doesn't want to go anymore, guys, and he...
No, we actually have a ghost hunting podcast that's going to come at some point where we haven't even talked about the last time we went, which is pretty insane.
So he doesn't like ghost hunting anymore, and he doesn't pay people back $50?
Thank you, Aaron. Yeah. He stole my money. And then I talked to him for like 3 weeks. Like, yo, you heard back from Amazon yet? Like, yeah, man, just got to call him, you know. Turns out he's had $50 for a long time. And he's like, I'm saving up to buy another camera. And your money's going towards it. But thanks. Thanks, Jazz.
It was going to go towards it regardless.
But so glad I got a say in it.
It'll work out just fine.
Yeah, y'all will be okay. You're worse than
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie Guerrero?
Lie, you cheat, you steal.
Yep. I read a book called that. It was about Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, we used to have that book in our when we used to get grounded every day of our life.
Dude, when I was a little kid, yeah, we would be
we spent most of our childhood grounded.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah,
I think I watched a video about that and like in those things they used to show us at school before prom.
Like when someone getting a wreck.
Just, you know, I mean, drinking and drugs, yeah. What could happen, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they invited me to do that my senior year. They invited me to be one of the people that did that.
Did you hear about Caleb Talent's dad tackling the shit out of Hunter Mitchell?
Oh, that would have been awesome. He probably told him to do it.
Like, when they reenacted it, Hunter was running, and he literally like tackled Caleb's talent dad, wanted to make it look real what he said afterwards, and tackled Hunter Mitchell as hard as he could, like trucked him, like knocked the breath out of him.
What was Hunter that Mitchell,
they thought he broke his arm.
What was that thing called when they would, wasn't it called something like Ghost or something? Dude,
we're going down a rabbit hole when we need to be talking about the Bulldozers.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyways, the Bulldozers were established in about 2018.
Yep.
And we haven't had a match yet, but we'll get there.
We're just waiting on the right company to offer us a deal, pretty much. Any deal at that. So
I can't believe they haven't yet.
And hopefully this is a platform to get us out there, our name out there. But and we just want to let you guys know that are interested. We've never had a day of training, but we're ready.
we just have a good attitude, you know?
Yeah. We have a good mindset.
Yeah. Y'all can be those guys that come out for, like, the dark match before the event and just get their asses whooped by, like,
As long as we're getting a paycheck like Nacho Libre or whatever, I'm fine. I'll be good.
Yeah. Well, if Nacho can do it, y'all can.
Yeah. So, anyways, our tag team, Colin, you can tell them.
So the main thing about the tag team is that it's all centralized around a fake mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And whichever one of the tag team partners has, me or Chaz, has the fake mustache on, he's going to come out hyping up the crowd. I'm talking like hard, jumping up hard. And down, like similar to freaking HBK coming out and pulling everything out of everybody in the ring and stuff. And the one that doesn't have the mustache,
and it's a handlebar mustache.
Yeah, it's definitely definitely.
What the fuck else would you think it would be?
There's nothing else on our face. There's no more facial hair. It's only a handlebar mustache.
And
of course,
whoever does not have it on comes out holding one ear, kind of limping a little bit, and muttering stuff because he doesn't like the loud noise that the fans are making.
Yeah,
he's trying to get them to quiet down because it hurts.
Nope.
So, damn it, Aaron, keep it together.
So basically, our goal, our target audience is
it's definitely the 18 to 35 demographic.
Mm-hmm.
We also have good friends with kids, unless they get too loud, and then the one who doesn't have the mustache on is it.
Well, I feel like the older fans could really relate because they maybe the noise bothers them too.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least
to... and also the one that doesn't have the mustache, he has perfect hearing, but he also has hearing aids on at the same time, so it makes it even louder for no reason.
Okay. Once we get to the tag team match that we're in, because obviously we're a tag team, right? Whoever, when the other one's tagged in, okay?
Yeah.
He has to switch the mustache mm-hmm. onto the guy who's tagged in. Otherwise, he comes in the ring acting like he did when he came down the ring.
Yeah, because he's
And so we can never make a hot tag, because whenever somebody tries to come to the corner, we have to work on exchanging and putting on the mustache.
Like
so immediately. 90% of the times we get beat because the guy never gets to take the mustache off in time to get the tag in.
Yeah, I mean, and if it is a hot tag and we're trying to change that mustache off, they just whoop our ass real quick. But we can work around that. That's the company.
We have to make sure our enemy is down.
That's just got to be better booking.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, when the key to beating the Bulldozers, if the successful tag is made, is to get the mustache off mm-hmm. in the ring.
Because once that's off, we're both disabled.
Yeah, it's pretty much like you just lay down. No matter how good you're doing in the match, you're pretty much down holding your.
It's like throwing a couple handicapped kids with helmets on in a ring at that point.
Oh my god!
I think it's a foolproof gimmick.
I think, I mean, it'll definitely get over.
Because, I mean, you just got to picture the entrance itself, the one just hyping up. Like, the one with the mustache on, maybe for some reason he's on the apron. He's trying to hype up the crowd.
Yeah.
The one in the ring is just holding his ear, like, stop it, it hurts.
Yeah. Kind of like early, like early Kofi Kingston, where he was just, like almost too hype.
You know? Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And he would just get his lights knocked out.
Oh, yeah. And like just like a great sell jobs, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one who doesn't have the mustache on might grab a mic like during the entrance on his way down.
No
like,
pun intended. Cuts
the music.
Yep.
Cuts the music and he's just like telling the audience, like, you know, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the mic's really, really, really close to his face, like almost on his mouth.
And he's still got that one finger on his ear.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that'll be really hard for him.
But he grabs the mic aggressively though too, and puts it real close to his face when he's talking.
And just trash talks the audience.
Yeah.
While the other one, meanwhile, is still just hyping them up. Like they don't, they're a tag team, but they really don't, they really don't interact and unless they're switching the mustache.
Yeah. Well, both of them would get hump pinned by Edge anyway. So.
God, yeah.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Yeah. Because especially the one that doesn't have the mustache, he's so disabled that basically when he gets speared, he would be immobile. So he'd be super flimsy.
And see, the reason you tune in every week is because you don't know who's gonna have the mustache on. So like the person who was hyped up last week, you're like, oh dude, that guy was crazy.
Yeah.
He's coming out holding his ear, shit talking to everybody.
Yeah, and he targets Muslims too in the crowd. That was one of his weaknesses that he has to work on.
Specifically Saudis.
Yeah.
Dang, man, that's crazy. So he's like
he's extremely racist.
Okay.
He's everything you shouldn't be, pretty much.
Yeah. You know? He's basically the weak link of society.
Yeah, I was about to say that gimmick may want to wait a couple of years.
Yeah, that's why we're kind of waiting. We're just gonna like wait till it's the right time to debut.
Someone wants to sign us.
Yeah. Just wait till racism ends.
We're fine with being a discrepancy in a company as long as we're getting paid.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're the problem as long as your, you know, wallet's full.
If you're putting money in my wallet, exactly, then I'm fine with doing it.
We just decided, me and Jazz both, that with our environment, we should just wait unless someone wants to sign us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so when you're good, people are just going to, you know, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to try.
Have you thought about management? Have you maybe thought about coming to be our manager?
Yeah, I could be a manager. I would just have to figure out my gimmick.
I wanted to wear similar stuff to
Yeah, he'd come out with assless chaps and a goatee.
Yeah.
Only.
I was gonna
act like a guy that managed Umaga.
I was thinking about like Zeb Coulter. Isn't that the guy's name that managed Jack Swagger?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Wear a vest.
Chad is trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
So basically what you're going to do, you're going to wear assless chaps with a soul patch instead of a handlebar mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then a
hat like the guy who managed Umaga.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Six feet under. Just like China.
Yep.
And then, so, okay, so from top to bottom, we'll go Umaga manager style hat, and we're going to put braids in your hair. And then, and then you're going to have a soul patch. You're going to have a soul patch with everything else shaved, this, including your eyebrows. You're not going to have any eyebrows.
Okay.
And then, like a stone cold leather vest with the sleeves cut off.
Yeah.
And a clipboard.
And, and spandex, like you're going to wear trunks as the manager too.
Okay.
I think part of high top boots.
Yeah.
Like regular wrestling boots. And
he's got to have a clipboard. He's got to be writing stuff down the whole match. It's all he pretty much does. Mm-hmm. You just see him
I think part of my gimmick as well should be that I think that everyone in the audience thinks that I'm Daivari, even though I'm not. Like, so I just like think people are out saying like, "Oh my god, like you look like Daivari," even though I don't.
And you assume that everybody in the crowd is grabbing your ass when you're walking down the aisle.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think people are out to get me basically, and they're not. You know, yeah. Like without anyone saying anything, I'll just go up to the ring and be like, "Shut up! I'm not Daivari." Even though no one said I was Daivari.
You alienate the crowd.
Yo, yeah. You bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah. Colin says when you're coming down the ramp, you need to cover up your ass with your assless chaps with your clipboard.
So when you hit the clipboard.
And tell people to stop slapping your ass where the camera can hear it on TV.
Try and smack them with the clipboard and shoot them away with it.
Yeah. Nobody's even close to you, but you tell them to stop slapping your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on board with that.
Hey, did you slap my ass?
Did you touch my ass?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Jay?
I just want the Bulldogs to have a good theme song, I guess. And, like, one that, like, comes to mind is kind of like how I want it to start. Is like, I guess, similar to Mick Foley's car crash.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt about it. And we're going to come out in hard hats. Yeah.
It's the Bulldozers.
It should just be the radio audio from that, what is that? That blimp that went down a long time ago? Like, oh, the humanity.
Oh, the humanity.
Yeah.
And that's just playing on repeat with a car crash to start it off.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, after that, it can just be, like, Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue or something.
Yeah.
The band gets so into it, the guy who's hurting because they're cheering so loud, it'd probably be some of the biggest crowd pops in the history of pro wrestling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think the debut would do that.
If it's a serious one, we're going to have to test the other talent, how good they can adapt to situations, because that one guy is probably going to have to be get a whole bunch of rest out there and stretch it out if it gets too loud.
Y'all may need to go underground with old Shayna Mac and start showing off.
Maybe grab the mic and explain to them that
choke somebody out.
Explain to all the fans that they don't realize how loud it gets down there because they're not there, and then all the sound echoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
should start being more considerate.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, hey, let's run into a break right here. We're coming up on an hour. So,
all right,
we'll be right back, folks.
Check. Chaz, what are we doing with the mic? Where's the mic?
You're listening to Grab the Mic with Colin and Chaz. What's happening, guys? It's approaching fall season, and that means football, but it also means deer season. So head on over to droppanddrake.com and get you a hat, get you a shirt, and by God, be the best looking one in the deer stand this fall. And show my buddy Austin Hendricks some love as his company continues to grow. And let's dive right back into this episode of Grab the Mic. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Man, I miss Umaga.
I do too. That's what we were just talking about. Umaga was it.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to that ad.
Yeah. Man, God, I love some Droppin' Drake. I tell you.
Thanks for listening to the ad. We're going to carry on with the conversation now.
Yep. Here's your sign.
Here's your
Oh, man.
So, Umaga, you know he died on my birthday? Or either he didn't have the same birthday as me, one or the other?
Fuck you, Chaz.
Wow, there's a big difference right there, Chaz.
Yeah. I think he died on my birthday.
Died on my birthday or had the same one either way.
Yeah, either died on my birthday or he had the same one as me. There's a huge in between right there.
Yeah, I mean, he was either born the same day as me or he died.
Either way, we're best friends.
Yeah.
Well, we need to fact check that.
I'm pretty sure he's born the same day.
Do you think he had his thumb wrapped in the casket?
He had to, especially he had the tattoos on his face too.
Probably he had his ankles wrapped and those like leggings he wore, mm-hmm. whatever you call them, they're like silk.
Spandex, his long spandex.
God, I don't mean to speak ill of the dead, but he looked like a real idiot.
Mm-hmm. Like a total idiot.
Yeah, he looked like a total idiot.
Well, good wrestler though. Who's his manager? The Godfather.
Are they related?
I don't know. Wasn't that his manager? Who was that?
I don't think that was his manager.
I thought it was just some random goat herder.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I had a serious question for y'all about y'all's wrestling pod. How did CM Punk not make your top five faces of all time?
Because he was really considered him a heel.
He was a heel.
Dude, the pipe bomb is like the best face turn of all time.
He was not a face, dude.
The pipe bomb was the face turn.
He was not. That was not a face turn.
I described
it was so a face turn.
Kind of like an anti-hero. Yeah. Similar like how Triple H was.
That's why he's not a face.
Oh, dude. He so was a face from like 11 to, geez, till he left.
No.
Oh, man. Dude, the pipe bomb is probably considered.
No, especially when Heyman came along, he definitely wasn't even then.
Yeah, I guess that was 13, wasn't it?
Yeah. But no, he was not. The crowd liked him, but he's like Dean Ambrose. He was not like a baby face.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean,
he wasn't John Cena is what Chaz is saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that, yeah, sure. Like, I mean, I still think that he was a face. Like, no one didn't cheer him. Like, it wasn't like, you didn't have like, I mean, he was so, I don't know. I think he's like AJ though, where it's like, You just can't even be a bad guy just because everyone's going to want you to win anyway.
Yeah.
I liked Punk a lot, but I didn't like him as much as everybody else.
God, dude. He was just so good, man. He's top five talkers ever, in my opinion. He could just, man, he could work the mic.
He's also kind of a crybaby.
I mean, the thing about Punk is, the stuff he would whine and complain about was serious issues. Like,
right, but it wasn't taken, but like from what I heard, and I guess it could all be wrong. It depends on what you believe when you hear it. But from what I've heard of like the different wrestlers on podcasts, like even unrelated stuff talking about it, like not even upper management, mm-hmm. they all say that Punk didn't really say anything up until the pipe bomb. Like he came out and said it in front of everybody, and then once he got all the fans under him, that's when he kind of started being more outspoken. But at first, like they said he would just be like super mad about something, complaining, blah, blah, blah. And then when talent relations would come to him, like, hey, you want to talk about it? He'd be like, no, I'm fine. Like, what do you mean?
Right.
So like that to me, like, I don't know. Like I just,
has it ever been confirmed or denied that the pipe bomb was scripted? Like, no. Do we know?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Did you know it was scripted when he left Chicago?
Yeah,
all that was. I think that whole I mean, everything as far as Money in the Bank that year went.
But I mean, they cut his mic off though. It sounds kind of like fishy.
Yeah, but
I mean, he said that when the company owner died in his promo, like that's kind of
Yeah, it's just I don't know, man. It's just so I don't know. It's strange that there's never been a even Punk himself has never said.
The thing is, you want to think as a fan that it wasn't scripted because it was so good.
Oh yeah, I mean it's one of the best promos ever.
Yeah,
I mean it's just incredible. But
besides when Ric Flair and Jay Lethal go at it,
God, one of the best segments I've ever seen in pro wrestling.
Oh my God, dude, I miss good TNA. Oh, I miss it so much.
Yeah, I don't watch anything besides WWE, but I will watch that.
It's gonna be really good again because Gallows and Anderson went over there.
They went back to Impact? Or they went to Impact?
Yeah, that's why it's going to be the best show on TV now, because they're there.
Oh, man, they're terrible. How'd they ever succeed?
They're so bad, dude.
Gals and
Anderson. He should just go back to being Festus.
He was Festus?
Yeah.
He was also in the Straight Edge Society with CM Punk, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, Gallows was Festus. With stupid-ass tongue out. You didn't know that?
Holy crap. I maybe did.
The only difference is that he had like a like hair in the back of his head.
What? That's crazy. I did not know that. I knew that was a guy that like and also played other characters. I didn't know that was Gallows though.
He might as well have stayed it. He might as well have just been Festus.
The rest He's a of member career. Of the Spirit Squad too.
I don't think that's accurate.
Just get real serious. That doesn't sound I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, that's not correct.
It's well, really, it's kind of funny. Like, I wonder, like, if you know, people actually give a shit about what we talk about.
I think they do about the ghost ones. I think these are an ultimate failure. But my co-host over here doesn't like the ghost hunt or do anything like that anymore. So
it's a damn shame.
Or we'll just keep shooting the breeze. Because apparently that's cool.
Whatever. Yeah.
Y'all's listenership is going to go way down since I'm on this one.
Yeah, if you keep jingling those keys around, it will.
Yeah.
Well, my Where are you going? Are you going for a midnight ride somewhere?
Well, my wife said to lower my voice. Nolan's trying to sleep, my son. And I was like, all right, I'll just go out to my truck and do this.
Are you going to Scoops?
Yeah, I'm going to drive 2 hours south to get ice cream.
I'm gonna get a scoop. Just get a good bite to eat.
Yeah, I actually didn't eat dinner, so I should go get some. But because I was playing golf instead of eating.
What your wife didn't make anything?
Well, I mean, I got home at
that sounds like a real winner.
It's project.
Home finished. At like 8 o'clock. So, man, who walks their dog at 10:30 at night? I guess these people do. What do you think about what do you think about the college football schedules coming out?
I'm pumped, of course.
I don't know if it'll last.
I just have it's so hard to be confident in anything starting or finishing at all anymore.
That's what I'm saying, like, you know? Dude.
Well, everybody just take some time out and go look at Matt Kubetsky's Instagram post. What the hell is going on there?
I saw it, man. I already saw it. Oh, man. I wonder if he listens to this pod.
He needs to.
Oh, man. I already saw it.
What do you think about it? What do you think?
You know, whatever. I won't say on a public platform.
Go on the record and tell us what you think.
I think I'm going to shoot Colin like that with no clothes on. Just to add a little flavor to it.
It's like, who's taking your picture?
Gotta be a bulldozer.
How scared do you think you would get on if you went on a ghost investigation with us?
I don't think I would be scared. I mean, I would be very – I would love to do it. But I don't think – I don't think I would
be doing it next Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm serious, man. Let's do it. I mean, if y'all are able to do it at that time, then I am too.
Well, I mean, I'm quitting my job, so I'll be fine.
I was about to say, it's my last day, dude. Shit, I'll probably leave at like 1 o'clock.
Are you coming into Georgia?
Yeah, he's going to help me move.
I got to do a few things down there, actually, that night, and then we're moving him up here the next day.
I don't want to go anymore. That's moving. It's such a joke.
I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's a joke. I think it's a bad decision.
Yeah, why is that?
I just don't want to leave.
So just for selfish reasons.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's selfish, but it does benefit me.
Okay. Wow.
Fair enough. I mean,
something's not right here.
Good point.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is. If I have to do something to ruin not only – where he's living at up there, but his relationship, I will.
What do you have a plan at all? Or
I do some of my best work on the fly, but
yeah,
it wouldn't be hard.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. Like, what's something you think you would do to cause it?
Cause which part of it? The how the where he's living at, or the relationship?
Let's just go both.
Okay. All right. Well, obviously I can't do this if I'm saying it because the element of surprise is out of the question, but
that's true.
So what I the way that I'm going, I found out that he's going to be staying with his grandparents when he gets up there first, right? So, or at least that's what I was told.
That's correct.
Could be a lie, similar to going ghost hunting tonight. But they, my number one plan is to go ahead and work on sabotaging their relationship, not his at first, but theirs, because
right,
go down the rabbit hole. If we can finally get there, those old bastards that are about to kick it anyways, divorced, he's not going to have anywhere to stay. I mean, the house is going to be up for grabs. It's going to be a bad situation in general. Obviously, he's going to be going through a lot. And at that point, I'm going to go ahead and concrete it in his mind that no relationship works.
Yeah, well, even if he didn't have that place to stay, I live about 5 minutes from where they live.
Well, I wouldn't offer because, I mean, do you love your wife?
Yeah, I do.
So you don't want to risk losing her like your granddad would hypothetically lose that old biddy.
Yeah. Yep. Oh man,
that's the way I would go about it. I'd target
it. It's incredible. Every time I think I've got you, you know, you make a great point.
So
yeah, those are all concrete.
I just can't really argue it, you know?
Yep.
Yep. So what am I supposed South to say? Carolina, buddy. I dare you. What a stupid state to live in. God.
Idiot.
What an idiot.
No.
Of all the states, I'd rather live in Delaware.
I've been there.
It's like the stupidest state.
Aaron's been to Delaware too.
I don't even think you can surf in South Carolina.
Oh, you can.
I don't even think the waves get that big.
Oh, you can surf in Hilton Head. You could definitely surf in Hilton Head.
Yeah.
The waves there get crazy.
Myrtle Beach is big.
The only thing that South Carolina has ever given me is a 105-pound black tip shark. It's in my living room.
Where'd you catch that?
Myrtle Beach. North Myrtle, to be exact. Right behind Shrimp Boat.
Yeah, North Myrtle is the place to be, man.
Yep. Caught a big black tip. Rod and reel.
For me and Aaron, we were going.
We went there at least once a year. For
17 years.
Forever. 17 years, yeah. That's right, man. Jeez, that's so crazy.
And so what? Then you just liked it so much you just wanted to live up there?
No, not at Myrtle Beach. I would not live there, bro. I couldn't live in a place like that.
Yeah,
it's pretty run down now.
The way you feel about Myrtle Beach, I guess, is how I feel about the whole state. So,
man, I love Greenville. It's just great here.
Yeah, Colin's just too scared to move because he can't shoot any birds in that time of year. Said he wants to move to Arkansas.
Go then.
If I'm not in a flooded rice field, then I'm not happy.
Isn't a deer season coming up?
Oh, you bet your. You bet your
sweet ass.
Your sweet ass it is.
When does it start?
September 12th this year.
Man.
Bow season will be in full effect. And while I told y'all I was eating tonight and I was trying to hurry, really, I went out and shot my bow a couple times right before I came here.
You're just getting ready.
Yeah.
You got some good yardages in?
Yep. Went to the Charlie Elliott bow range earlier this week. It's got like a walking trail. And 3D targets randomly as you walk, and it's supposed to be somewhat realistic, as if a little small critter were to run by. And I shot pretty good.
I'm proud of you, dude.
Nice. Hunting's probably going to be harder this year, man, because, like, you know, the deer are, like, social distancing and everything.
Yeah, shit. Didn't think about that.
Yeah, you may have to adapt to your environment.
Or just start hunting something else. Like China's
That's true.
Put down in his living room.
Start hunting people.
No,
they're also social distancing though, so
might have to do everybody a favor, and I think me and Peter would agree that old dog downstairs really more harm than good.
Max,
that's the dog's name. He said, "Who, Max?" whichever one it was that I walked in the house the other night, and I could have been a robber, didn't even bark. And it came straight up to me. I grabbed one of the toys I saw on the ground and tossed it. It hit him right in the nose and fell down by his feet. pitiful excuse for an animal, if you ask me.
Oh my God. Somebody's gonna come put your dog down.
Yeah. Good luck.
Somebody's gonna come put your 3-year-old
dog. I can't even pet my dog without it beating my ass.
He takes off running from 30 yards away and comes and knocks your ass out.
Oh my God. Dog, I go to pet him and he freaking bites the shit out.
You go to let him sniff your wrist. He doesn't even think about it. He just starts biting you.
As soon as I walk in the house, he starts growling, only me.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll bore you some food.
Have y'all gotten any reviews on the pod yet? Do people like review it and stuff like that?
Some dude named Colin 43895 said awesome pod. Other than that.
Yeah, nobody likes us.
Need to figure out a topic, you know, where it's like,
well, that's what we're doing with the ghost stuff. I mean, the ghost stuff, yeah, I guess you could say, is the main topic, which we've gotten really good feedback on that. But yeah, the double-edged sword to the ghost stuff is that we actually have to ghost hunt. So
yeah, and there's only so much like personal, you know, ghost stuff you can say, you know.
Like, that's why we gotta keep going to where we can pretty much tell what happens every night. It's just we actually have to go the nights that we say we're gonna go, you know?
Yeah. Well, like if we really want to go next week, would we go and then come back and just record a pod?
We sure, could.
Of course.
That was supposed to be the plan for tonight, but like I said, we just kinda gotta go when we say we're gonna go.
Yeah. And people can't be holding you back like Chaz.
Dude, I'd be famous by now if it wasn't for Chaz.
Really?
I've got a solo pod that I pretty much just recap everything that we talk about, and mm-hmm. it's doing pretty successful.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't exist.
Did the solo pods do okay, like the sports and the...
Yeah, I actually got great feedback, but I just haven't done one yet. I need to hop on that. Football season coming up, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, I was supposed to start a NFL and college podcast this season, and I don't really know if I'm.
Well, we can hook that up.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to or not. I mean, I don't know what kind of season we're gonna get. You know,
we're gonna get some dicks getting knocked into some dirt. That's what we're gonna get, buddy. It's coming real soon.
Yeah, I think I still start it, and you know, I've talked about like, you know, mine or you know, even. All three of us could do it, have like that be like a branch of this podcast, you know?
I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah. Colin, do you know football fan?
He doesn't care about sports.
I love football. I just don't want to do it.
My head hurts. What did you say?
He said my head hurts.
Well, me and Chaz can do that part. But you know, have like a you gotta start like a I don't know, this could be like a network. You know, and you can have a bunch of little pods connected to it.
Oh, we're going to be successful.
Y'all could definitely start some football ones. They would do really good. I like football. I just don't know. And I played football, but like y'all like live and breathe football. So like y'all would, I'd like a real idiot. I can maybe look up a fun fact to say at the end of the episode, you know,
just chime in.
I mean,
I think it'd be good, man. I think it'd be good to like, I think that's the best. We're like brainstorming ideas for the pod on the pod right now. But like, I think
insider content for people that have stuck around, you know?
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Whoever that is.
Yeah. The three people that are listening.
Yeah. But like, I think, you know, I think it's really smart to start more of a network. Like, if you start something and, you know, this is the name of the network. And then it's like, here's our sports podcast. And then, you know, insert name. And then, you know, here's our.
Or it can just be, you know, like Joe Rogan, where it's a different thing every single day.
Yeah. But Joe Rogan has
no explanation,
a different guest every day. Like if we had like, you know,
I'm trying to get NG on. I think I can get Michael Gallup on here.
It's possible, but we got to really like be able to spit this guy some questions. You know, he's a pro athlete.
Oh, I got some questions for him. That's my guy.
Yeah. we can ask him how many girls he slept with since he went pro. That's an honest question.
Hey, Mike, I just have an interesting question for you. How many girls have you been with?
I'm pretty sure he's has. Did he still date that same girl he's always dated?
Dude, yeah, I'm not really concerned with the ones you were before you went bro, but the ones after, the ones I was
the gold diggers. Yeah, that's what we're really interested in. I think I can get him on. I just got to shoot him a text or a Snapchat.
He probably would, man. There's a lot of people we could get on here. You know, we
go back and forth a couple times every other month.
Yeah, so. I mean, if it was able to get big, I mean, there's a lot of guys that you and I know that, not a lot, you know, a few though. I mean, that have, you know, become something.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I mean, you already baseball too. I know Jacob would do it.
Yeah, Jacob would do it.
Yeah, Jake would do it, and Gallup, and there's a couple others I could, you know,
call it
to. Well, that was the original plan. That's kind of why we didn't do the name of the podcast. We didn't do like anything like ghost specific, like because we were gonna do like something spooky or something like for ghost hunting. But then we were like, well, you know, grab the mic. Chaz is actually the one that came up with it. That way you can branch off from anything. You know what I'm saying?
You just aggressively just grab a mic anywhere. You just start talking shit about anything.
And yeah. Well, man, what if Zach Bagans himself just like messaged on Instagram out of nowhere and was like,
I told Colin like 10 times. I said, I swear I'm going to talk to Zach Bagans one day.
Man, I feel like I don't know. Like, I don't know this for sure. I feel like Bagans is the type of guy where like you could straight up message him tomorrow and he like may do the pod. You know what I mean?
I messaged him to ask him about some ghost equipment. He didn't answer.
Did you really?
Yep. God, he's like a real idiot.
It's just like me. I message all those UFC fighters challenging them to a fight and they never reply. Bro, I shit you not, dude.
He'll send something to like Jorge Masvidal and he'll be like, I'm going to whip your ass, and he just won't reply.
Dude, I've messaged him. I messaged Tyrone Woodley. I messaged Cowboy Cerrone.
Message DC and say, I bet you won't come out of retirement.
I'm going to shotgun a fucking beer on my head and then, or bash a beer on my head and shotgun it.
And then take your pants off.
Yeah, and then fight you. That's what I was telling him I was going to do that night we watched the Stipe fight.
What did you message Cowboy?
I said, it was right before McGregor whipped his fucking ass. And I said, I'd send him a message. I said, once McGregor's done with you, I want you next. I was drunk watching that at Wild Wings.
Didn't Cowboy come back and get his ass whooped though by somebody?
McGregor.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I just. Yeah, like
McGregor, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Dude, watching that at Wild Wings with a bunch of drunk guys was the most fun, bro. I was in Orlando on a Disney World trip, and me and my buddy, that his family was down there with ours, and we just like snuck out and went to Wild Wings, got drunk, and bro, like the place was going crazy because McGregor whipped his ass in like, it was like 30 seconds.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of him.
Oh my God, dude, it was, dude, awesome.
Surely he's coming back, right?
There was standing room only in Wild Wings, like you couldn't sit.
He's not retired, right? Like he's coming back.
I don't know, man. He
got so much money,
dude. He's so good. He's 31 years old.
But like the same, dude, I say this for a lot of professions, but dude, like you fight for a living and you've made all that money. Like just stop while you're ahead, dude. Like, if it were me, if I was Conor McGregor, I'd be done.
If he's like, he's not like an old yeller though. Like he's got plenty left.
I know, but like dude, the money he has though.
Yeah, okay, but that's not the point though. Like he hasn't beat Khabib.
Has he? Yeah, I mean, nobody has.
Like, he's like, surely
literally zero people.
Surely he's gonna like fight him. Like, he's going to. He's got to.
Have they fought?
Yes, he got his ass beat.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he got choked out.
Yeah, Khabib has a fight.
I don't know if anybody's beating
Khabib. I don't know. I mean, I'm selfish in that. He's like,
what is Khabib? 28-0? Is that right? 28-0?
I mean, like, selfishly, I want him to come back because he's my favorite fighter. But, like, I feel like he's got to come back.
I like that O'Malley dude.
I do too. He got his ass beat, right?
Well, he broke his fucking foot. Yeah, he broke. So there's a TKO. He broke his foot.
So is that what came out? He did break his foot?
Well, yeah. I mean, they knew it. Like,
when he just got knocked out, and then
he broke his foot,
and hit his foot with a hammer, and he was like, "Oh, I broke my foot."
That's what he did.
He started wearing his foot out with a hammer when he got home.
I didn't see the fight. I just saw the highlights. But what it looked like,
it looked like he broke his foot for sure.
And the highlight, what it looked like, is he like threw a kick and then all of a sudden kind of like went down.
No, he looked like he did it to himself. Like he like stumbled over.
That's what I'm saying.
It was like, yeah, he did do it to himself. He hit it with a hammer when he got home. Oh, what?
He was backstage and he got somebody to wear his ass out with a hammer.
I need an excuse for this. Because that was his first loss. He was 12-0.
Drop an elbow on it.
12-1 now.
I'm so anticlimactic, dude.
There's been a lot of fights like that in recent memory, man. Like,
well, but I mean, there's no fans, which makes it even worse.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, if that were to happen the other night with fans, like, people would be like, holy shit.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I think UFC is one of the few sports that I think is, I don't know, man. Like, maybe it's just because I'm not a huge fan, but like, watching those fights without fans hasn't really bothered me at all.
Yeah.
Like, not like WWE has and, you know, other things would, but I mean, golf has obviously done the best with it because, I mean, you know, it'd be nice to have them, but I could watch golf without fans.
Whatever.
If I had to. You know what I mean? Like, if I had to.
Whatever, dude.
Colin's had it, dude. Colin's ready to hang it up.
Whatever about your golf, dude.
You don't like golf?
I'm just not that good at it. It's a golden rule that I think all of our viewers should try and practice, and that's if you're not good at something, then don't like it. Because why would you want to support something that you can't do?
Have you ever tried to watch it?
I haven't tried to watch it because I just think that would be like similar to watching paint dry, but I've tried to play it. And like I said, I almost took out a window.
Okay, fair enough.
And my forehead when that one kind of went straight up. But other than that.
I mean, it's your first time playing, though, man. You're never good your first time playing. I mean, maybe
You're never good ever.
Just gets me. Just made me so mad. I just wanted to beat the nearest person around with my putter.
Yeah. Well, you should have just done that. And it would have been Chaz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you definitely should have just done that. Went with your gut.
Yeah, God, moving to South Carolina is such a mistake.
Man, we got to do this ghost hunting next Wednesday because
let's go, dude. I think it would be good because you're like
a skeptic. You just never been.
Well, you're just someone who's never been. So if we can make you shit your pants, it's gonna be great content.
Yeah, dude, I'd freaking love to, man.
Also, I can get them riled up, dude. Trust me. We can get them riled up and get them angry.
Yep. Let's do it, man, because I also want to do, you know, a pod where it's like more like linear, you know, where like we have a topic and we're talking about some shit. And
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm a little nervous after last time, dude.
Last time got scary. Dude, but
honestly, like, bro, this may go into like a whole nother conversation. If so, so be it. But what really has like happened that's like made this shit so crazy? What happened that, like, why are you nervous? You know, like, what is it? Was it really that nuts?
Yeah.
The last time we had some stuff that just we're not kind of used to dealing with, it got kind of darker, but it was, we had like a real loud screech that literally like screech/hiss that was. That
didn't sound very good.
Where do you go? Like, where do y'all go when you do it?
It's undisclosed location.
These like plantations that are out near my house. There's a few like abandoned slave plantations and stuff that are just like the like remnants of the old houses and stuff that we go to.
Oh Jesus!
Yep. Hope you're ready for that one.
That actually is scary. Now I'm scared.
Little dark night in the in an abandoned slave mansion.
Wow, let's not say it and then don't do it. Let's do it.
I've been trying to do it for the past two nights.
Oh, y'all like off? I mean, I know me and Chaz are off. Are you working that night or anything?
I'll work, but we don't go till it gets dark anyway, so we can just meet up afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, I'll run home like as soon as I get off, take a shower, like super quick, and then we'll go.
Yeah, we can try to get everything packed up and all that for Chaz, and then try to go over there. Dude, I'm down. How far do you live from Chaz?
I don't know, dude, but if you're packing his shit up, don't come.
If I'm aiding the situation.
I just don't know why Chaz wanted to start a podcast and then move.
Well, hey man, he can still continue to do it, right?
I mean, yeah, it's just kind of like a.
This is actually very convenient.
Like
very
dude, we should get a gym membership together. I'm moving to fucking Wisconsin, buddy. You know,
did even like do this with this app till today? Like where?
No, it's first time, dude.
I don't know if like anybody even. I don't know if we've even said it, but like I'm in South Carolina and Chaz and Colin are in Georgia.
Yeah, so. Yeah, put the pieces together.
We're recording on the app.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know shit about this, so it's cool to me.
I think that if we can get some stuff popping off, though, when you come with us ghost hunting, that you'll really be... Because they did it for Tori and her friend. So I think if we can get it going, it's really going to...
Really don't they have a pod? Don't they have a pod too?
Yeah, Tori? It's trash.
Trash, yeah. I think I tried to listen to the first episode and I just turned
it off. We don't support it on this.
Yeah, good. Good.
I don't support Tori in general after what happened last night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. It's just ridiculous. I mean,
you would think when you call your best friend up until he moves. When you call him on the phone and you're cutting a Jay Lethal Ric Flair promo,
yeah,
you word for word perfect and the same intensity as they had it when they did it, that you got to respect that even if you are at your grandparents' dinner.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are in that kind of situation, like that's not what it's about, you know, mm-hmm. It's about the power of that promo.
Yeah, and you can't be me, so
yeah, that's just crazy that they would have told y'all to. That's just nuts, man.
I mean, I got into it with her grandparents through the line. They wouldn't keep it down. Yeah. They wouldn't keep it down. Couldn't even hear.
Jesus,
hear him keep talking.
It's just disrespect. Talking about
furniture and stuff.
Yeah, that's just disrespectful. I mean, there's no other word for it. I
told them they keep it up. That furniture is going to be the last thing on their mind. And that's when I heard a doo doo doo. Apparently, that's when Tori grabbed the phone and hung it up. But
wow, has Chaz? Have you had a serious talk with her about that?
I mean, I just beat her.
Oh my god! Oh man, you may want to cut that in post.
No, that's fine. I feel like it's pretty obvious. Does anybody not do that nowadays?
I don't do that.
Okay. What I did is immediately afterwards, first I texted Chaz and I said, I hate you. And he said, wasn't me. Tori hung up the phone. LOL. After that, I didn't reply at first. I went straight to Instagram and went to one of her most recent posts and just commented boo underneath it. Just let everybody know.
Yeah. How you feel?
Yeah. I mean, just boo, boo her. Boo. Yeah. Who, boo.
Well, I guess we'll pick it up next week, guys.
Hopefully, we'll have some content for you Wednesday. Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, I know these last few episodes totally sucked, but
yeah, I have no idea who's going to listen to this. You know,
it was a little BS session, but
yeah,
you gotta work them in there because
get
the interesting stuff, and then these ones are the ones that people are gonna crap their pants laughing at.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and you're gonna you know introduce me, so I'm not an unknown guest from here on out.
Yeah, of course.
Now that tomorrow, when you're a completely different personality, A, because you're scared, or B, because you're oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll be great, you know? It'll be more...
Right. Yeah, I'm all for it, man.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Let's, we're gonna wrap it up and...
Just bring a Ouija board Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna insert that last little ad right here.
Yeah, we might send somebody out with a little ad action.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something I could promote, but I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I don't have a pod yet.
If they don't give back to the pod, then we don't promote them, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough. So don't say your company's name.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I won't.
All right, whatever.
All right, see you, buddy.
All right, see you all next week.
All right.